What is RICO? What does that stand for? When you hear the term, what does it mean?
Sure. Well, RICO is an abbreviation for the Racketeering and Corrupt Practices Act. And there was an original federal RICO Act that was enacted to go after mobsters and criminal enterprises. 10 years after the federal act was enacted by Congress, Georgia instituted its own. And it's very similar, but broader. And it gives prosecutors in our state a lot more weapons to use to go after criminal defendants.
So as it may relate to the APS case, what would the state have to prove in order to get a RICO conviction in Georgia? What kind of witnesses would they have to bring? What kind of evidence would they need?
Well, proving up a RICO claim is very similar to proving up any other criminal statute. They have to prove every element of that crime. They have to bring in witnesses and evidence that the court allows a jury to hear. They have to prove that the defendant knowingly and intentionally committed that act. And to prove RICO, the state has to prove that each of the criminal defendants engaged in a pattern of racketeering activity. And pattern of racketeering activity is defined as two or more acts that are considered RICO predicate acts. And the Georgia statute has enumerated dozens and dozens of RICO predicate acts, and they're everything from a violation of our theft statutes, violation of false swearing, fraudulent documentation, murder, robbery, all of those would constitute a predicate act. And if the state can show that the defendant violated two of those and did it in a pattern and for a criminal purpose, then they could be convicted.
You've mentioned some of the charges that have been involved in the case. Some of the defendants have been charged with false swearing, theft by taking, regarding the bonuses, the monetary bonuses that were sort of incentives to higher test scores or improved test scores. Your thoughts on the degree of difficulty, I guess, of getting a RICO conviction?
Well, you made a good point. This indictment has 69 counts. Most of those counts fall into one of four categories, either a false statement or writing, a false swearing, theft by taking, or witness tampering. Every one of those four criminal code statutes would be a predicate act under RICO. And because there are so many instances that have been alleged that have occurred at 11 different schools over a long period of time, if the prosecution can get a jury to believe that those acts happened over and over again, then I think the prosecution stands a chance of proving its RICO case.
Can you talk about what some of the penalties are?
Sure. The judge could sentence them from anywhere between 5 and 20 years for one count of conviction under RICO. Most of these other criminal statutes carry penalties of 1 to 5 years for false statements and writings, for influencing witnesses. And then the theft charges, it could vary to as much as 20 years depending on how much money or property was stolen.
You mentioned that the RICO statute, the federal statute, was originally created to kind of catch mobsters, heavy criminals. How unusual is it for this type of charge to be used against, say, educators, like in a school case?
I think it's very unusual. I don't think that this case could have been brought in federal court. I don't think that a U.S. prosecutor would have charged RICO. I think they would have had a much harder time proving it. It has become a recent phenomenon that district attorneys throughout the state of Georgia have been making their criminal of white-collar criminal cases more complex and with more penalties by including a RICO charge, particularly where you have several instances of these criminal statute violations. Several times they say there was a false statement. Several times there was intimidating or influencing witnesses.
Could this set a precedent in the state for trying people that are convicted of things like this?
If this prosecutor is successful and wins on the RICO claim, then I would say yes. The other thing having a RICO claim in a criminal case does is it makes the case far more complicated. It does, generally speaking, require more evidence, more witnesses. It is a tremendous drain of the state's resources. Any kind of a case involving 12 or 35 defendants cost the state tremendous amount of money. So I think that we'll have to wait and see what the outcome is. But it could definitely signal that more prosecutors will begin using the RICO statute to go after the bad guys.
You mentioned the use of resources. It seems like then that would mean that just because they need more evidence and they need more witnesses and things like that, that it would take longer to try. So would you expect that it's going to take a while longer for the case to come to a conclusion? It's going to be a pretty long.
And it has been.
Yeah.
It has already been several months, and yes, I would expect it. And every one of these defendants, of course, gets an opportunity to cross-examine every witness, and every one of these defendants will get a chance to put on their own defense if they choose.
Do you think it makes a difference that Beverly Hall's case is separated from the others? Do you think that that could somehow affect the outcome? Because some of the testimony that's come out lately has been sort of related to her. You know, she ordered this, she did that, she said this. Do you think that'll make a difference?
It certainly could. And I don't believe that she would come and testify. But having an empty chair, having another, what's supposedly the kingpin of this enterprise, not being there on trial could have an impact on how the jury views the overall case and how they view the role of all these other defendants. I think what some of us are maybe not surprised at, but find this case particularly unique, is because the prosecutor chose to include a RICO charge. He didn't have to do that. He could have just included the false swearing and the witness tampering and the theft by taking charges. And if he won on those, these people would still be looking at many, many years in prison. I think the outcome of this is going to have a big impact on white-collar cases going forward. I really do, because there's been so much media coverage of this case. If there are convictions and they prove that there was cheating going on, then we see whether it made a difference in including the RICO. I don't believe that there are teachers who are thinking about cheating and deciding not to because they're worried about RICO liability. But we'll see. It's been a tremendous cost to Fulton County and to the jurors and to all the parties, and we'll see if it's worth it.